A town hall event in Arcata drew a large crowd of community stakeholders, some in celebration, some in concern, to discuss the realization of the Great Redwood Trail. According to Senator Mike McGuire of the vastly rural Northern California 2nd District, railroad service will not be returning to the North Coast anytime soon. There will eventually, however, be a Great Redwood Trail for the public to walk, bike, run, or jog in its place. Humboldt County got a long-awaited update on the status of the Great Redwood Trail earlier this month. The ambitious project will replace railroad tracks with a maintained and planned community trail spanning 300 miles from San Francisco Bay to Humboldt Bay. The project was started over 2 decades ago, pushed forward by various trail stewardship programs, local activists, politicians, and naturalists, all with the ultimate goal of preserving outdoor spaces for recreation and to support the communities that host them. Author of the bill, Senator Mike McGuire, was at Humboldt State University to moderate the first of several town hall events that will update the public and invite community comments and questions about the trail's development. Humboldt County Board of Supervisors Representative Mike Wilson thanked the public for their support and continuous effort.
The reason we were all so surprised is because it took a certain bravery and it's like a bravery of common sense. It was a threshold of discussion that we really couldn't quite get past, and we're now past that threshold, and we're moving forward. And I thank you all for the support of this vision. And I want again to thank Mike McGuire, and his staff. They've all been working very, very hard on this.
The lively town hall offered a basic update of the project and discussed what it would take to complete the Great Redwood Trail. Senator Mike McGuire was enthusiastic about the Saturday morning announcement.
And ladies and gentlemen, I am offended that we have no Wookiees here today, as it is May the 4th. So come on, my goodness. Especially in the land of Star Wars here on the North Coast. We are here at the formal launch of the transition from the bankrupt North Coast Railroad Authority to the creation of a world-class trail system that will stretch from the coastal waters and redwoods of Humboldt Bay to overlooking one of the storied cities of the world, the bustling waters of San Francisco Bay.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to be able to start it right here in Humboldt, to be able to give all of you the first real community-wide look at what the Great Redwood Trail could be, how we got here, where we're going, and where we're going to be headed in the future. In all three of those steps, you have our commitment. The number one priority is community will be with us every step of the way, and community input, being active and engaged in this process. The grand vision of the Great Redwood Trail is to create an incredible experience along the 300-mile-long, dilapidated former NCRA rail between San Francisco Bay and Humboldt Bay, and using the rail as the right-of-way as the base. And I've got to tell you, we are off to one hell of a start. First things first. We have always known that creating the Great Redwood Trail was not going to be quick, and it's definitely not going to be easy. There is a lot of work ahead of us over the next many years, and it's going to take time to do this right. And we need to work through a slew of details with each and every one of you up and down this 300-mile railway. So let's get into it. Where have we been? For 2 decades, before NCRA was even conceived of in 1992, railroads fell on hard times around the nation, and right here on the North Coast. We saw a succession of bankruptcies and rail companies closing here on the North Coast as Highway 101 was improved, trucking became cheaper, natural resources became scarcer, and maintaining the railroad became significantly more expensive. Stitching together money from a variety of sources, the state created the North Coast Railroad Authority, NCRA, in 1992, and it was a valiant effort to save freight rail right here in Humboldt and Mendocino counties. But NCRA faced extreme headwinds, the exact same challenges that the private railroads faced the preceding decades. And after severe flooding and slides, the federal government shut down the North Coast Railroad in 1998. NCRA was never able to recover, and there hasn't been a train north of Willits since.
Senator McGuire explained to the crowd that the rails would not be used for train service in the foreseeable future, and so the Great Redwood Trail project is moving forward. He explained the plan for preserving the right-of-way for long-term public use.
This is a one-of-a-kind, irreplaceable transportation corridor that must be kept whole and viable for future generations to enjoy. So that gets us to, where the heck are we going with the Great Redwood Trail? This right-of-way, candidly, is now in grave danger. It's in grave danger of being carved up and lost forever. There is only one way to preserve this right-of-way, and that's rail banking. We intend to rail bank the entire rail line from Cloverdale to Samoa over the next several years. It's the only way that we're going to be able to save the corridor. Rail banking is just what it sounds like. Banking rail so that it stays a transportation corridor forever. It cannot be broken up, with the added benefit that it could be turned into a trail. This has been done hundreds of times across America, which has created thousands of miles of trails, which have now become economic drivers for the communities the trail winds through. So let's take a deeper dive into rail banking and to describe exactly what it's going to do.
KMUD News spoke with Supervisor Mike Wilson, who emphasized the importance of public input.
The local folks here, as well as in Mendocino, Sonoma, Marin County. So a coalition of activists, I guess you'd say, for trails and for this vision came together. And then statewide organizations were also very supportive, too.
And I gather that there was a letter-writing campaign at some point locally?
Letters and phone calls, but mostly that was more towards the end of that process when there was votes needed at the legislature, and then really the governor's signature was really at the last moment, and that was unknown as to whether he had not committed to forward at that point, and so it was really the efforts locally that put that over the edge, and so that's why today I was emphasizing to folks that every step of the way we're going to need people to be, you know, put in that support and be there. Process, yeah.
Going forward, what can the community do to voice their support or concern regarding each section of the trail as it goes?
Well, each section that's happening now is mostly done on a very community-to-community basis. It's really connecting communities. The broad vision of connecting the Bay Area to Humboldt County is a long ways off. And the monies required to do that broader planning and engagement is what the requests that are going to be happening now in terms of the senator advocating for our community to get those things to happen. And so being supportive of the state level funding to do that kind of engagement, I think, is probably the next thing. But then at the local level, when you're seeing connectivity between Arcata and Blue Lake, connections between Eureka and Fortuna, connections between Fortuna South, in Humboldt County anyway, that's where those efforts should be and where people should be connecting with their local legislator or local decision makers, county and city council folks to do that. And then in Mendocino County, too, because I know there's an audience there as well.
Absolutely.
I would say, there's talk about how we're going to connect, say, Ukiah to Hopland,
right.
And there's connections through Willits and then Willits north or south, and there's a lot of excitement in those areas, and now is a really good time to do that. The state budget is good in terms of this. The narrative that's coming out of our legislators outside our area has been very positive, so really now is a really good time to start that community connect. And then that ownership is happening at those local levels too. So we really, as the senator said, we haven't figured out what that longer term arc is going to be necessarily in
right.
terms of like these big swaths that are connectivity, but people have to understand that there's going to be a lot of engagement with stakeholders and landowners and addressing real concerns about fire and privacy and all of those things. But going back to, we have seen this play out over and over again, so we're not reinventing the wheel. There's been lots of rural communities that have been connected in this way, seen a lot of really great benefits, and understanding that it's not just a trail in those longer sections that people just wander on aimlessly. It's well maintained. It's well has personnel that it's basically it's a park like effort. That's kind of where it goes from here.
Over $30 million has been secured for the planning and development of the trail so far. When it's all done, the Great Redwood Trail is expected to attract hundreds of thousands of people. Senator McGuire encouraged anybody interested to contact his office with any ideas, input, questions, or concerns about the project. You can call McGuire's Sacramento office at area code 916-615-4002. Or Senator McGuire also offered the public can contact Mr. Jason Lyles, the project manager at McGuire's office in Santa Rosa, at area code 707-576-2771. Also, you can watch the full town hall meeting from May 4th at HSU on the Redheaded Black Belt's Facebook page. Reporting for KMUD News, this is Ryan Hudson.